your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A person is dead after a crash on I-40 this morning. Coming up, I'll tell you where it happened and when officials expect the road to reopen.
And we have a level one severe risk in place for today across our viewing area. Coming up, I'll let you know the timeline. We could be dodging some storms.
Plus, an entire town is left without water, but that could change within hours. What crews are planning to do this morning to help people in Mount Olive get back to some sort of normalcy. Plus,
the work is accomplished. I mean, we've been working for 2.5 years. We're ready to go.
And a district attorney in Georgia speaks out on the potential for new charges against former President Donald Trump that could be announced any day now. It is 4:30 on your Monday, this last day in July. The summer is flying by, but we're finally backing off from some of that intense heat. Good morning, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, catch a little break here, but not from severe risk of what's out there today. Peter Sherwood in the WRAL Severe Weather Center to take a look at what area is connected to this.
Yeah, and when we look at our future radar here, it's still going to look like summer with some of those scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. We have a level one severe risk in place for our entire viewing area today where we can see some damaging wind speeds and heavy rainfall move through. So for this morning, we're going to see some dry conditions around, a lot of cloud cover. Those isolated showers and thunderstorms will likely develop, especially across the triangle in areas to the east as we head into 2 o'clock. That will likely move out of our region as we head into this evening and tonight. We are going to see some drier conditions gradually build in. Some of those storms today could put down a soaker out there with some pockets of heavy rainfall. We'll have to keep that in mind as we head into the afternoon. 72, the current temperature out there. We are looking live at Zebulon this morning. It's quiet and warm. We're seeing the 60s in some of our northern counties, the 70s across the triangle into the south. And by this afternoon, it's not going to be as hot. Look at our temperatures. They're not in the 90s for today, so that's a much welcomed relief if you do work outside or have plans to work out outdoors. Coming up, I'm going to show you a system we're watching in the tropics near the Carolinas. I'll let you know the likelihood of it developing as we head into this week.
All right, Peter, thanks for that. We have breaking news this morning. A person is dead and a busy portion of I-40 near Durham is closed after a crash happened there. Law enforcement has been on the scene for hours investigating, and we're going to get straight out to WRAL's Michael Grace, who is near that scene in the breaking news tracker. So, Michael, tell us exactly where you are so people at home will know where to avoid this morning.
Yeah, right at NC-54 and I-40, and right now the section of I-40 is actually shut down, so they're rerouting cars onto that NC-54 exit to go around because there's a number of evidence markers in the middle of I-40. Let's get you to this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker. This is around 1:30 in the morning. You can see a handful of those evidence markers. Two of them that pop out are two gym shoes that you see lying in the middle of the road. Now, investigators are out here right now taking 3D models of the road and trying to recreate that crash. They say that they are going to be opening this road at 5 a.m., but it looks like this investigation still a lot to do, so that could be pushed back. But again, we're still working to learn more about the person who was killed and find out exactly what led up to this crash. Live in Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
New this morning, an 8-year-old boy is in the hospital after being thrown from a car in a crash in Knightdale. The crash happened around 10:30 last night on Meadow Run off South Smithfield Road. A deputy from the Wake County Sheriff's Office tells WRAL the driver was speeding in a neighborhood when he crashed into a tree. The child, who was not properly wearing a seat belt, was thrown from the car. He was taken to Wake Med, and we're working to learn how badly he's hurt.
This morning, people in Mount Olive are waking up without access to water. The town shut off the lines at 8 o'clock last night to fix a water main break. Officials say they plan to turn the water back on at 6 o'clock this morning, but the town will be under a boil water advisory. People scrambled to grocery stores to stock up on water last night after the town announced it would be shutting off the lines. Town officials say the break in a 12-inch line on NC-55 started a couple weeks ago and has been leaking 50,000 gallons a day.
With this happening the way it did, maybe to maybe get some eyes lifted and maybe we can get some funding to help us get this water system back up to where it needs to be at.
The town says its water lines are over 50 years old and obsolete in some places. The boil water advisory will be in effect until sometime tomorrow.
Part of Fayetteville Street will be closed for the next several weeks because of a sewer improvement project. Raleigh Water plans to close the street between Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Leavister Court at 7 this morning. Officials say the road will be closed through at least September 1st. Detours are posted.
Cedar Creek Road in Fayetteville is back open this morning after a motorcycle and car crashed. WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene last night. We're told the driver of the motorcycle is in critical condition. Fayetteville police say he was driving on Cedar Creek at a high rate of speed just before 9 o'clock last night. The silver Honda Accord you see here was turning left from Cedar Creek onto Sapona Road when they collided. The names of the drivers have not been released.
Raleigh police are working to make an arrest this morning after shooting on Pettigrew Street. This happened just before 6 last night. Police say a man who was shot was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover. Police say the shooting seems to be isolated and the community is not in danger.
We have learned the name of a 14-year-old boy shot and killed 9 days ago in Sanford. His sister told WREL his name is Wise Johnson, and this is a picture of Wise and his mother, Emma, who has set up a GoFundMe site for her son's funeral expenses. On that page, Emmy Johnson described Wise as a caring gentleman who looked out for his friends and family. The shooting happened on Friday, July 21st, around 9 p.m. on McIver Street. Police say they found the teen shot in the head. A 15-year-old boy who has not been identified is charged with shooting him.
Former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago property manager, who was recently indicted, doesn't have a lawyer ahead of his first court appearance today. That's according to NBC News. As of late last night, Carlos de Oliveira has not secured an attorney. He was indicted last week alongside Trump for their alleged mishandling of classified documents. De Oliveira is expected to enter a plea today in Miami. Meanwhile, Trump is defiant amid his legal troubles. He held his first rally in Pennsylvania since the new charges were filed.
It's a great badge of honor because I'm being indicted for you.
An attorney representing the former president denies accusations that he and his employees tried to delete surveillance video from Mar-a-Lago.
Meanwhile, a district attorney in Georgia is speaking out this morning ahead of more possible charges looming over Trump. Fulton County's Fannie Willis addressed precautions that are being taken at the courthouse there in Atlanta ahead of a possible announcement. The decision could come any day now. D.A. Willis says she is holding true to her commitment to giving us an answer by September 1st.
The work is accomplished. We've been working for 2.5 years. We're ready to go.
Trump and his allies are under investigation in Georgia for attempting to overturn the 2020 election. If charged in this case, this would be the former president's third indictment this year.
A jackpot worth more than $1 billion is up for grabs tomorrow. The Mega Millions jackpot is now estimated to be $1.05 billion, the cash option of just under $528 million. If someone wins it, this would be tied the fourth largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. This comes just after the Powerball reached more than $1 billion. You can watch the Mega Millions drawing tomorrow night right here on WREL.
13 people hurt after a city bus is involved in a crash in Charlotte. What investigators are revealing about the incident that shut down an area for several hours. Plus,
we have very deep concern for the situation there.
Kidnapped from a Christian nonprofit in Haiti. What we're learning about the international search efforts for an American woman and her child who were abducted. And you're taking a live look at Raleigh. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood is in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking the chance for storms and cooler temperatures.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back, everyone. As we take a live look outdoors this morning, we are seeing quiet conditions. Temperatures are warm, 72, the current temperature out there. And as we head into the afternoon, it's not going to be as hot. Take a look at our hour-by-hour forecast. You don't see the 90s on the chart this morning, and we are going to see those hot temperatures stay out of the forecast over the next several days. So if you're heading to the park around lunchtime, we'll be at 79 degrees. By 10 o'clock, 80 83 by 12 and then 88 for the afternoon high. It is going to be a hot one out there, but just not as hot with temperatures ranging in the upper 80s and lower 90s. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms coming out. I'll time that out.
Seven motorcyclists are recovering this morning following a hit-and-run accident in Johnston County. A group of riders from the Goldsboro Motorcycle Club, known as Twisted Kings, were riding together towards Raleigh on U.S. 70. They say an SUV merged right into that group, hitting several people, and then took off. This happened near Pine Level. The road was shut down for several hours after the crash. Five of the riders were rushed to the hospital. Two others declined to be taken. Troopers are still looking for the driver responsible. They say the person in the black SUV should have damage to its right rear end.
This morning, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department is investigating after 13 people were hurt in a crash involving a CATS bus. This happened Sunday afternoon. A CATS representative says a driver of a black bus hit the bus in the back. The front end of the truck is destroyed. One person was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries.
This will be the last week on the job for the superintendent of Orange County Schools. In a letter on the district's website, Monique Felder announced that she is parting ways with the district. She'd been in this role for 4 years. Her last day will be Wednesday. The Board of Education has appointed Dr. Jim Merrill as interim superintendent before searching for a permanent hire. Merrill has previously been school superintendent in several school districts, including Wake County.
The search is intensifying for an American nurse and her child who were kidnapped in Haiti as violence is increasing on the island nation. The Christian nonprofit El Roy Haiti confirmed over the weekend that 31-year-old Alex Dorsonville and her child were taken Thursday. The nonprofit's director is Dorsonville's husband and the child's father. The U.S. State Department ordered evacuations from Haiti's U.S. embassy on the same day the mother and child were kidnapped. The country's capital has fallen under the control of armed gangs since 2021, when Haiti's president was assassinated.
I have very deep concern for the situation there. We are also very focused on working together with partners to try to help the Haitians restore security, restore stability.
The charity says it is asking for prayers and privacy.
Dramatic video from Texas shows police officers rushing to pull a man from a burning car. This happened early Saturday morning when police responded to a car that had hit a pole and burst into flames. The driver was able to get out safely, but a passenger was unconscious and unable to get out. Officials went into that car and pulled that man out to safety. Both the driver and the passenger were taken to the hospital and are expected to survive.
The Biden administration is launching a website for its new student loan repayment plan. This new approach comes shortly after the Supreme Court rejected the president's initiative to eliminate student debt for millions of borrowers. During the trial period, students can access the website and apply for the new program. The website will be fully functional starting next month. The president's new plan aims to reduce monthly loan payments for some borrowers and potentially decrease the overall amount they have to repay over the lifetime of their loans. Rising gas prices are putting drivers in a pinch this summer. AAA just put out new data in the last half hour showing the average cost of gas nationwide is $3.76 a gallon. That's up 16 cents in the last week. Now, North Carolina, the average is $3.53. That's up 15 cents in a week. It's also $3.53 in Raleigh, which is up 11 cents from this time last week.
4:46 time right now on our Monday morning as we get things started. A little bit of a cooler week out there. Back to normal temperatures. Peter Sherwood in for Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. But comes with a severe risk right there.
Absolutely. We have a level one severe risk in place for today where we can still see showers and thunderstorms develop into the afternoon. Some of those thunderstorms that will likely develop could bring some damaging wind speeds and heavy rainfall. I do want to show you here the setup that we have in place. Notice here we have this area of low pressure that will continue to pull away from us here in the United States. And then we have another area of low pressure that's just off the coast of the Carolinas. This one allowing some residual moisture around our region with some cooler air aloft. We have the potential of seeing some showers and thunderstorms turn severe for today. We expect this to continue to move towards the south and east as we head throughout the day leading into tomorrow as well. I do want to jump to this area of low pressure that's over the Atlantic right now with a 30% chance of development. The reason why I'm showing you guys this is because it is going to move away away from us as we head into the next couple of days. So regardless of development with this system, it is not going to impact us here in North Carolina. Let's go ahead and check out our rain chances for today. I want to show you here, we are going to see a lot of cloud cover heading into the lunch hour. That residual moisture causing some showers and thunderstorms to blossom into the afternoon. Some of those could bring pockets of heavy rainfall. And we're going to watch some of our eastern counties for today. That's where we have the better chance of seeing those storms develop this afternoon. That will gradually move towards the east by this evening. Gradual clearing possible, especially as we head into tonight. Then tomorrow, we are going to see some of those isolated showers and thunderstorms develop again by the afternoon, but the severe potential is not there. It's going to be fairly low as we head into Tuesday. So we're looking at a 40% chance of rain today. It's 30% chance tomorrow. Dry on Wednesday. That's the day you really want to get outside if you have to get some yard work done. And then we are going to see our rain chances increase into the end of the week. Tracking the tropics, another system out in the central Atlantic, now with an 80% chance of development within the next 7 days. We could potentially see a tropical depression form in this area, but as it moves towards the north, away from us in the U.S., we could potentially see that system weaken as we head throughout the week. So it's not going to be as hot for today. The 80s are out of the forecast as we head into the next 5 days, or the 90s, I should say. By the weekend, that's when we expect the 90s to return. It's going to be in full effect with a high of 90 degrees by Saturday, 92 by Sunday.
Thanks, Peta. The U.S. Marine Corps Battle Color Detachment is performing in the area today. And after the break, we'll explain when and where you'll be able to watch the action.
And it's a good morning for Kanye, the gift Elon Musk gave him following the X rebrand.
.453 is the time right now as you take this live look at Lewisburg. Welcome to your Monday. Good morning to you. It's going to be a nice day. Not such humidity, not such heat that we saw last week, but a chance for some storms. We'll talk about that a little later. Recent high temperatures don't just take a toll on people. They also add another challenge for the state's farmers. WRL's Eric Miller tells us about the impact this year's weather has had on North Carolina's $100 billion agricultural industry.
Talking to farmers here at the State Farmers Market, they tell you every crop in every year is a little bit different. But with temperatures as hot as they have been, this year it's been especially difficult for corn.
Tons of tomatoes, walls of watermelons. At the State Farmers Market, everywhere you look, there's plenty of plenty.
How y'all doing today?
But getting all this to market is a hard, sweaty enterprise, especially this year as temperatures have lingered in the 90s and feels like temperatures have frequently hit the triple digits.
Well, in here, thank goodness, we have our fans and we have a pretty good breeze. Back out in the field, I'm sure it's been a pretty tough year for them.
The heat and spotty rain has taken a particular toll on corn.
Yes, the rain is on and off. We haven't gotten rain in about a week, so we're having to irrigate.
Phoebe Creech with Penny's Produce says without that irrigation, this corn would have withered weeks ago. Thankfully, their farm is prepared to deal with the lack of rain.
So it would just be dry, and what the corn would not develop all the way.
Across the row at L&G Farms, Jessica Higgins says it's been a similar story for okra, with heat taking a toll.
Okra has been something that has been, that I think the weather truly affected this year.
Still, she says this farm, like the thousands of others across the state, is making do, bringing produce to market one bushel at a time. In Raleigh, Eric Miller, WRAL News.
Today you can see the U.S. Marine Corps Battle Color Detachment at Cary High School. It's a ceremony that features the U.S. Marine Drum and Bugle Corps, the Silent Drill Platoon, and Marine Corps Color Guard. These are pictures from the group's performance at Cary High School last year. The group is known as the Commandant's Own. Their performance is at 11:30 this morning. It is free and open to the public.
Facing off in the Women's World Cup right now, Japan and Spain. Then at 6 this morning, Canada takes on Australia. You can watch the games on Fox 50. And that means our news on Fox 50 at 7 a.m. will air on WRAL News Plus. You can find it on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum 1257, or on the WRAL app on your smart TV and mobile device. We are less than 24 hours from the final game of the group stage for the U.S. women in the World Cup. They need a win or a draw against Portugal to guarantee that they will advance to the knockout stage. You can watch that game live on Fox 50 starting at 3 a.m. tomorrow.
Kanye can tweet again, or should we say post to X again. Elon Musk reactivated Kanye's account on the newly rebranded platform. There are some conditions, though, he says. West won't be able to make money off of his account, and no ads will appear next to his posts. Musk suspended Kanye's account last December after he posted an image of a swastika inside a Star of David. He had made other controversial and anti-Semitic tweets before the company suspended him.
Breaking news, a person is dead after an accident on I-40 near Durham overnight. Michael Grace is on the scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with information on how the investigation is impacting travel in the area.
A popular deli in Chapel Hill is working to get business back up and running after a fire damaged the building. We'll tell you about the temporary catering operation they've set up.
And another incident of a fan throwing something at an artist during a performance. We'll show you the moment rapper Cardi B reacted when it happened to her over the weekend.